St. Paul brings an inspiration that is very authentic for our times and for all times because of the zeal with which he worked. He was going about restlessly to break new grounds, missionary areas, to make sure that the word of God got planted in so many places so that many people would come to know Christ. And for Paul, it was like the message was very urgent because humanity for him was like needed Christ so much and so urgently that he was giving himself full time to this job. And that is the kind of charism that we have taken on board as missionaries of St. Paul, spreading the message of Christ, the message of reconciliation with God, humanity with God.
Now, of course, for many years, people would associate missionaries going to Africa, but you are based in Nigeria, and you are working as missionaries to all parts of Africa and to the world. So that's like a bit of a reversal, isn't it?
Yes. That is, in a way, we are kind of paying back the kind of good work that the missionaries did in our land, in Nigeria. We saw a lot of young men and women coming to Nigeria to work as missionaries. And still, till this moment and this day, there are lots of missionaries in Nigeria, all over Africa still, though they are not very young looking anymore. But they have planted that seed of love in us, which has come from the scriptures. And seeing the good example of these missionaries, we cannot but do the same. And the effect of that is that we have to go everywhere to proclaim this good news that we have heard from them. There were so many selfless young men and women. I don't know whether the world still has this kind of selflessness. And that is a gospel value that we need to really keep alive. And thankfully, we belong to this selfless group for now. We pray that our quality of service will be just as good as the one that we received.
Now, you are approached usually by a bishop in another area to send people to work in their areas. So where are you working at the moment?
As missionaries of St. Paul of Nigeria, we work in Botswana, South Africa, Sudan, Liberia, Malawi, Cameroon. We used to be in Sierra Leone before the war, but we have not been able to return because of some logistics. We also work in Grenada, in the U.S., among the Black American Africans, and Sweden, as well as the U.K., and partly here in Ireland. We're not too many here. Some of us are studying, and one is in Dundalk due to the large-heartedness of the cardinal there. He invited us to come over. So we're glad to share with you, even though you are the ones who give us the message. We're glad to be here.
In your work and in your travels, Bishop, what do you find are the greatest needs today?
The world needs Christ and his gospel values more now than ever before. And somehow we are giving up on spreading the good news. And that is the hunger that I see in all of humanity. All the human persons and communities that I've met, there is this hunger for something authentic, for something that is deeper than the values that have been spread around. And that, I think, is the basic thing that I see as the need for the world today and for everybody, and of course, for rich and for the poor, and for even Africans and Europeans. I've seen that there is this hunger for spiritual things, for things that are deeper than what material life can offer. Of course, that squares in well with what Christ said. I will give you the happiness, the peace of mind that the world cannot give you if you become my disciples. And that is what I think I would like to highlight and identify as what is lacking in all of humanity, which I would like to bring, I would like others to bring, and us all to be in partnership to search for the deeper things of the Spirit, which are more lasting, long lasting than anything else.